Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 84 today under partly cloudy skies. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for storms tonight, lows around 41, cloudy skies expected. Rain likely tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 53, cloudy skies expected. Rain likely Wednesday with highs in the upper 40s, bright sunshine Thursday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 72.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Rescue teams in Douglas County will continue their search for a person missing in a lake. Last night, crews were called to Clinton Lake after receiving reports of a person tipped over in a kayak and didn't resurface. Search crews entered the lake but called off their search once it became dark. Today, the U.S. Navy will begin guiding ships out of the Strait of Hormuz. An Iranian official says any U.S. interference in the strait would be a violation of the current ceasefire. It comes as the average price of gas in the U.S. has hit $4.45 per gallon. And search and rescue operations underway this morning for two missing U.S. service members in North Africa. They went missing off the coast of Morocco during training exercises this weekend. In Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
14 years in prison for killing a young woman. A 15-year sentence for a crash that caused three deaths. 12 and a half years for killing a child and critically injuring her mother. All true stories, all caused by marijuana-impaired drivers. No matter what you tell yourself, if you feel different, you drive different. So, if you're high, just don't drive. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You smell that? Spring. Hibernation's over. It's time to run it. Run it till the grass becomes a lawn and then hedges duck and cover. Then run it again. Steel. Get up to $50 off AK battery tool sets. Offer valid for a limited time only at participating dealers while supplies last.
I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Following a coordinated investigation into illegal drug distribution activity, four individuals have been arrested and charged in connection with a local narcotics operation. The arrests are the result of a multi-month investigation conducted by the Norton Police Department, which identified and disrupted a network responsible for distributing illegal drugs within the community. Search warrants were executed with the assistance of the Norton County Sheriff's Department, resulting in the seizure of multiple controlled substances, drug paraphernalia, and other evidence associated with distribution activities. The following individuals were taken into custody: Stephanie Cookson of Norton, Savannah Borden, Haley Talent, and Joshua Hansen of McCook, Nebraska. All suspects are presumed innocent until proven guilty in a court of law. Formal charges are being filed through the Norton County District Court. This operation is a direct reflection of the strong partnership we have with our law enforcement partners and the support of our community. Drug distribution poses a serious threat to public safety, and we remain committed to aggressively pursuing those who bring illegal drugs into our neighborhoods. We'd also like to thank members of the community who provided information and support. Public awareness and cooperation continue to play a critical role in addressing illegal drug activity and keeping our community safe. This investigation remains ongoing, and additional arrests or charges may be forthcoming. Anyone with information related to illegal drug activity is encouraged to contact the Norton Police Department or utilize the tip form at the City of Norton's website under Forms. The office of the Trigo County Attorney is in receipt of a court-signed probable cause affidavit regarding an arrest made on May 1st by the Trigo County Sheriff's Office on suspicions of conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. The affidavit alleges that Trigo County Detention Deputy Jerry Gerva Jr. conspired with inmates held within the Trigo County Law Enforcement Center to murder an inmate held in a separate facility on pending charges. Mr. Gerva is no longer an employee of Trigo County. Following his arrest, Mr. Gerva was transferred to Sherman County, awaiting a bond hearing. No formal charges have been filed at this time, as the investigation is ongoing. Abraham Fonis Kevin Steele said no charges have been filed, but the information is being released at the request of the sheriff. He expressed his appreciation to the Trigo County Sheriff's Office and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation for their swift work in investigating the case and taking the suspect into custody. Vaughn and Steele added, there is no place in law enforcement for actions that encourage or incite violence, emphasizing that taking matter into one's own hands is not acceptable. While acknowledging disappointment in the alleged actions, he also said the vast majority of law enforcement officers serve with integrity and remain committed to protecting their communities, and that they do deserve respect and appreciation for the difficult work they do. No information or comment will be offered at this time. All accused are innocent until proven guilty. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
I'm here with head golf coach David Stover. Coach, it's been a busy couple of weeks for you. As a matter of fact, it took us a little bit of time off air just to figure out what you've done. We were not able to get you an interview last week, but this is what it looks like right now. Let's talk about Goodland, 18-hole course out there, and it's kind of one of the funner tournaments for you because it's the first year and you get to play on 18. Why don't we start off with the Goodland Varsity?
Okay, yeah, we've been out there twice this year, Fig. We went out for the varsity tournament a couple weeks ago, and I thought we played really well. It's by far the biggest tournament we play in all year. There's 19 teams and 114 players, so it's the biggest field we see by far. Team-wise, we finished sixth overall, so I was pleased with that. Also, we were able to have Nate Amlong, freshman for us, was able to earn his first varsity individual medal. He finished in 20th place. They placed 20, but we still had Braylon Linden was one shot out of medaling individually. Eli Wonderly was two shots. So I thought we really played pretty well. And then a week later, we had our JV co out. They didn't keep team scores in JV, but we took seven players out there, and six of the seven set personal bests on that day. So needless to say, it was a great day for us. We were led. Miles Hale had a 45 and finished eighth overall in that tournament. So I thought we did really well out of Goodland this year.
The Goodland varsity part is that you get to see a lot of schools like Scott City, Holcomb, Lake, and also some of the 3A schools that maybe you're not going to see in some of these smaller tournaments.
Yeah, we don't see Goodland, Colby very much at all, Scott City, and it's very possible we could see them in a regional later this season, so that's always good. And it's fun. I mean, it's really the player against the course, but it's always fun to get to play with and against players from other schools. So that was a great opportunity for us. We don't get out west that often, so we got to see a lot of people that we haven't seen all year.
You get a host invitational here last Thursday. Quite a few good golfing teams in the area, but you mentioned you had two or three different people at the top at Goodland, but it looks like, again, Norton Invitational, you had some different top members.
No question. We knew coming in team-wise that really the tournament was going to be top three teams were Oakley, Hill City, and Goodland, and that's exactly how it turned out. They played really well. Oakley was able to win it by 5 over Hill City and by 7 over Goodland. And then really the next group, there were 10 teams total, and really I didn't think there'd be a lot of difference between those other teams. And I was really pleased with the way we played. We were able to take fourth in the tournament, so I thought we played very well up and down the lineup. We were able to actually have three individual medalists. We had Nate came back with his next round. Nate shot an 85 to finish 7th. Ashton Katz, his first 18-hole varsity tournament, he's able to earn an 8th place finish with an 86. And Eli Wonderly backed up his good play at Goodland. He also shot 86. So we had three people that played really well. I think we put 13 players on the course that day. And to be honest, I think we had six of them that set personal best on that day too. So we took advantage of the conditions and playing at home. You never really know how you're going to play at home. It seems like you either put too much pressure on yourself, which we tend to do a lot when we play here, or you just relax and play well at home. And I thought we back nine especially, we relaxed and played really well.
And then on Monday of this week, TMP, you go to Smoky Hill. This will be your second course, 18-hole course. Smoky Hill, always a challenge for the Norton squad. And probably was some of the more bigger schools also there.
Well, actually, we got to see a few different schools. We haven't seen Hoisington on the year, and they're another team that's going to be pretty good, and they very possibly could be in our regional. But Larned was another one that we'll probably see in our regional as well. So we got to see some of the eastern schools that we may not see. Again, really good tournament. Unfortunately, it's kind of become a trend for us that we kind of struggle a little bit early in rounds, and we did that again at Smoky for whatever reason. Conditions were tough. You know, you could say what you want to say, but we didn't play very well early. I think it's become tradition that we just don't seem to play very well at TMP. I think I say this every year. There were some positives, but we just didn't play as well as what we had hoped and as what we had been playing.
Then, of course, Tuesday of this week, it's something that just completed is Smith Center Junior Varsity, only 9 holes over in a scramble. Can you give us just a little bit of information about Smith Center?
Yeah, we just actually just finished, so this information really is pretty fresh to me. They a couple of years ago, they decided that to be a little bit different for a JV, it'd be a good idea. They would try to play a scramble format. And I think that's worked out really well. It's given some kids some opportunities to play. I think they're a little bit more comfortable playing with somebody else, and at the JV level, that's big. From what I understand, the team of Caleb Kieswetter and Caden Enfield were able to take second, one shot out of first, and we were able to take 3 teams over there. I haven't seen all the results yet, but I do know that one. So I think they did a nice job today.
Of course, like we mentioned, no team scores there, but should they have kept score? Looks like the Blue Jays could have done a pretty good job there. Now it's on to Thursday of this week, the Ellis Tournament, and it's formerly the I-70, which they included Ellis and Trigo in there, but now just solely Ellis. That will be Tuesday the 5th. I believe that's the 5th. And oh, excuse me, that JV's next week. JV's Thursday's next week. This week, I apologize. No. So Ellis, again, like we mentioned, one of the nice, fun tournaments, and, of course, you'll be meeting up with several of the teams that you've seen throughout the year.
We will. It's going to be a lot of schools that we've seen already. We're going to see, obviously, Ellis is hosting, Hill City, Hoxie, Northern Valley, ourselves, Plainville, Quinter, Rollins County, Wheaton, Grinnell, and Trigo is going to be the teams that are in the tournament. It's always one of my favorite tournaments. It's a little bit different in the fact that we played. It used to be 36 holes where we would alternate. We'd play 18 at Ellis and then we'd play 18 at Trigo. Trigo decided that they wanted to host their own tournament, so that kind of took them out of it. But Coach Carroll down at Ellis always likes doing something a little bit different, and so we play 27 holes on one day, and so we'll play all 27 at Ellis. And I think it's a great tournament. The kids think it's a challenge, and it's a challenge for the kids to get to carry for 27 holes, but it's never as bad as they think it is. So I'm excited to see how we do. Ellis is usually a place where we play pretty well, so hopefully we can kind of get back on track.
Of course, I did have Ellis down for Thursday, but Tuesday the 5th of next week, you will be hosting a junior varsity tournament. Can you tell us a little bit about the format there?
We will have team and individual scoring, so we'll score it the same way as we always do. Low 4 scores for the team will determine your team total. Just kind of off the top of my head, well, I think we'll have 10 teams, most of the same teams that you would have. With the addition, I know TMP will be coming. Stockton will be there. We haven't seen either one of those teams yet this year, varsity or JV. So along with your normals, the Ellis, like Ellis, Phillipsburg, Smith Center, and so on. But, again, like I said, golf is a little bit different. It's more about the player against the course, not really against who you're playing against. So we'll just put as many people on the course we can that day and knock on wood, get a good day weather-wise, and go out and play well.
Can you give us the time of that start on Tuesday?
That will be a 1 o'clock start here at Prairiedale Golf Course on Tuesday.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you the best luck on Thursday when you travel down to Ellis. And, again, Tuesday the 5th, the Junior Varsity Tournament starting at 1 here at Prairiedale Golf Course. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Millen.
Thanks, Fig and Coach, for that update. Good luck at your golf tournament today. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News is brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. In the Trump administration's second term, dairy producers are watching for signs of how agricultural nutrition policy may evolve. Greg Dowd, president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation, says one of the key differences this time around is Make America Healthy Again.
What they are talking about is really an important change in how we feed ourselves as human beings. And the fact that, you know, we've got to get away from all this ultra-processed stuff that we're in. I think everybody kind of agrees with that. It's just a matter of how you define it, and I don't know what that is and what that looks like. And we need to get back to more protein in our diet. But I think for us in dairy, there is this huge recognition that fat in dairy isn't bad for you. It's good for you. It's brain food. It's a critical thing that helps your body function.
And Dowd says he expects future federal dietary guidelines to better reflect consumer behavior.
Well, and if you look at the grocery store, whole milk and 2% in terms of fluid milk capture the vast majority of the shelf space. What does that mean? That means the consumers know that that's, you know, that's what they buy because they know it's good for you. They know that's what is good for their kids, etc. We've got to get the dietary guidelines to be more of a reflection of what was really going on in the real world. And I think we're going to see that, and I'm going to be really interested to see what it looks like.
Now, Dowd previously served as the chief ag negotiator in the Office of U.S. Trade Representative from 2018 to 2021. He says the administration's health messaging reflects a broader shift towards whole foods and away from ultra-processed foods. He admits these terms have yet to be defined by MAHA. And you are listening to Agriculture News here on the Kansas Agriculture Network.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com.
It's important to know who's who in your livestock operation. Get them tagged with help from Valley Vet Supply for easy individual animal identification. Valley Vet has the best cattle ear tags on the market, including Z-Tags, Y-Tex, Allflex, and other trusted brands, as well as supplies for goat and sheep ear tagging and feedlot tags. In addition to ear tags, you'll find the tools you need, like the proper ear tag applicators, replacement parts, markers, and ink. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at ValleyVet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com,
ValleyVet Supply.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see a well above average day ahead for us here for this afternoon, as a stationary front is situated overhead, and we are on the warmer side of that here for the entire state today. The temperatures are expected to get into the 80s across the state. Our warmest spots actually getting into the mid-90s for south central portions of Kansas this afternoon. The entire state should essentially be in the 70s though instead, so quite a bit above average for this time of the year. A lot of these southerly winds coming in from the Gulf and giving us quite a bit of that heat. A mixture of clouds and sunshine develops for the central and eastern portions of the state through the afternoon hours. A little bit more cloud cover starts to develop for the western portions as we get to the late afternoon. For tonight, though, it does look like a pretty decent chance for some showers and thunderstorms for the northern and eastern portions of the state. Along with that, it also looks like a marginal risk for severe weather for the eastern parts of Kansas this evening. And with that, the primary threat looks to be some areas of large hail and some damaging winds. We are expecting to see mostly cloudy skies developing across the entire state here for tonight. with a decent contrast in temperatures as that stationary front starts to shift a little bit farther southward, and part of the state will be on the colder side of that. So our coolest spots in the northwestern portions of the state, getting down into the upper 30s for overnight lows, still lingering in the 50s for the south central and southeastern parts of the state overnight. As we get to your day on Tuesday, it looks like overall a cooler day. Temperatures in the 50s primarily for the north central and central portions of the state, upper 40s expected for the northwestern, 60s for the eastern and southern parts of the state. Mostly cloudy skies across Kansas tomorrow as well, and it still looks like a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, primarily for the northern and eastern portions of the state. Looks like a little bit more of a dry forecast for south central Kansas. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
My mom has decided to learn to paint, and she's good.
My dad's now into creative cuisine, and I've already put on 6 pounds.
Learning new things comes with age.
My mom, she started forgetting my name and what we're talking about.
Forgetting well-known things doesn't. Memory loss may be a sign of Alzheimer's disease. Early detection gives you and your loved one time to plan for the future. Learn the warning signs of Alzheimer's at 10signs.org. Brought to you by the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.